This is Casey Dolan with your local news and commentary for Wednesday, March 29th, 2023 on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. We begin with a couple of stories of vehicular mayhem. There was a four-car collision near Port Angeles this past Sunday at 4:23 p.m. Two cars were stopped at the traffic light at the intersection of Monroe Road and Highway 101. A car slowed behind them to stop, and a fourth car was behind that one. The fourth car failed to stop and struck the car ahead of it, which in turn created a domino effect. Two of the four vehicles were totaled, and one serious injury was incurred by Jacob Davis, 34, of Port Angeles. He was transported to the Olympic Medical Center. The Washington State Patrol says the cause of the accident was driving, quote, too fast for conditions, unquote, and Robert Wheeler, 69, of Port Angeles, has been charged with second-degree negligent driving. And Forrest Ethan Wanous, 57, of Goldendale, was jailed on $200,000 bail after he was charged with felony DUI and for operating a vehicle without an ignition interlock, a breathalyzer device required by people with numerous DUIs, earlier this month at Doe's Wallop State Park. Wanous had six prior DUIs, with four of those offenses happening in the last 6 years. He made his first appearance March 17th in Jefferson County Superior Court. The Doe's Wallop State Park incident occurred after 1:30 p.m. on Tuesday, March 7th. Court documents reported in the PT Leader say that a parks employee approached Wanous, who had an, quote, overwhelming smell of intoxicants, unquote, and multiple bottles of alcohol could be seen in a running car which Wanous was stumbling toward. When asked by a state trooper how much he had to drink, Wanous allegedly answered something to the effect of, quote, not much, I'm an alcoholic, unquote. Wanous failed field sobriety tests and was placed under arrest. Judge Brandon Mack set bail at $200,000. Conviction of felony DUI can result in a maximum sentence of 10 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. There have been further significant updates to last week's stabbing story in Port Hadlock. The Port Townsend man accused of trying to murder his wife, John Lewis Allen, was arraigned on three new charges Friday in Jefferson County Superior Court. Allen was joined in jail by his mother and teenage son, who were also arrested for allegedly threatening to further injure the stabbing victim. Allen's mother, Lynette Edith Allen, 70, was arrested last Friday afternoon for harassment after she threatened to have her daughter-in-law shot. Allen's son, whose identity is protected because he is underage, was arrested 3 days earlier on a charge of felony harassment, threats to kill, after he allegedly left three voicemails with his stepmother. According to the statement of probable cause for the boy's arrest reported in the PT Leader, the son, quote, threatened to kill her in multiple ways, including stabbing her more than his father, John Allen, did, unquote. Allen's son was arrested March 14th and taken to the Kitsap Youth Center. Lynette Allen made her first appearance Monday in Jefferson County Superior Court. Judge Brandon Mack set Lynette Allen's arraignment on the charges for March 31st. She was released on her own personal recognizance. John Allen appeared in court March 17th on the expanded charges and requested a change of counsel. In the PT Leader exposition of the courtroom drama, Allen's attorney, Lillian Powers, apparently informed Judge Mack, quote, this is my first notice of a request to change counsel, unquote. But Allen said, I do need different counsel. I don't think I'm being represented here, unquote, and that he was in solitude at the jail with no mail or contact with any other inmates and had limited conversations with Powers. The judge rejected Allen's request for a change of counsel. Jefferson County Public Health reported Monday that there was one more death from COVID this past week. This was a person in their 90s who had underlying conditions and not up to date on their vaccinations. Jefferson County Health continues to encourage everyone to stay up to date on their vaccines. In an email to KPTZ News, Dr. Allison Berry writes, quote, given the case ascertainment rate, we are continuing to see high rates of transmission. As more people move to home tests and even stop using home tests when their funding goes away, case counting will become less and less of a meaningful measure of COVID-19 activity. I'm hopeful that soon we'll have a sentinel surveillance system at the state to help us track activity. For now, I'd say it's best to assume that COVID-19 is with us and make decisions based on our own risk factors, and the riskiness is the venue. KPTZ 91.9 FM broadcasts your local news Monday through Friday at noon and 5 p.m. and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Casey Dolan, and I thank you for listening.